life. And a gracious good morning to you, sir. This is Miss Tomlin of your phone company. Was your telephone just ringing? Oh, it woke you up, did it? Yes, oh, yes, yes, I'm aware that it's 4 o'clock in the morning. But you see, we've found that this is the best time to explain to our customers the benefit of having our new Tinkletone phone. Tinkletone phone. Well, you see, sir, with this phone, we guarantee that you'll get a lot more sleep. Well, because if you buy one, we won't have any reason to call you up in the middle of the night to sell you one. Hello?
Broadcasting from an operator switchboard somewhere at the telephone company, you're listening to The Phone Show on prankoperator.com.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to The Phone Show. This is episode 7, and today is Tuesday, February 19th, 2019. And today's show is going to be all about telemarketers, and I'm actually not doing any new calls whatsoever on this show. In fact, I'm not even making any calls, not even pre-recorded calls, nope. I'm actually just going to play back a bunch of calls that I've received from telemarketers over the years that I've recorded of me messing with them. Because that's always fun, right? And that's definitely what you want to hear, a bunch of, you know, calls of me talking to telemarketers and phone scammers that call my landline. So anyway, hope you all enjoy it. Don't forget, you can now support the show on Patreon. If you go to patreon.com/prankoperator, you can pay $5 a month and get, you know, what I'm giving everybody for free right now. But you can also leave comments on shows, and I will read the comments and use your feedback to make future shows. So even if you don't support with any money, you should still listen to the show over on Patreon, because then you can share some feedback and ideas. Also, one thing that would help me make more shows is if I had lists of numbers to call, because that's the main reason I don't do as many shows, is because I have to go look up all the numbers manually, and like when I do like a show, like a half hour show, I spend like 3 hours just calling a bunch of disconnected numbers and talking to people that aren't that interesting or funny. So, you know, if I had a, you know, list of numbers, you know, some directories that I could call, that would definitely help speed things up. So you can definitely email those to me. If you go to prankoperator.com, click on the contact button, and send me an email, that would be awesome. So anyway, let's stop this long intro and get into the, you know, the telemarketer prank calls. But thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy the show. Here we go.
Hello.
Ah, yeah, good afternoon, Alex.
Yeah?
Yeah, good to speak to you, Alex. My name is Ed Dawson. Alex, I was calling with Synergy Capital. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Very well. I'm doing very well. Thanks for asking. I was just calling to introduce ourselves to you. Alex, we are a private equity direct lending firm. I was giving you a call to see if you currently were making either daily or weekly payments to a lender on a business loan.
Yeah.
Hey, all right. I hope the money's working out for you. Let me ask you this, Alice. Could you use either additional money or maybe have your payments lowered 10% to 15%?
Definitely, yes.
Okay. Well, with that being stated, how much, I assume that you could use your payments lower, but could you use additional money on top of that as well?
Definitely, yes. It's very important.
Okay. How much could you use?
Definitely at least a few thousand.
Okay. And as far as the time period, just to give you a heads up, we can get you the money by, today being Tuesday, by as early as Wednesday afternoon, by tomorrow afternoon. But as far as your time schedule, how soon could you use the money?
As soon as possible. Just out of curiosity, do you track what the money is used for, or am I free to use it wherever it's necessary?
Yeah, it's as far as the use, it's unrestricted, okay? Though I won't tell you to go to Vegas and put everything on black on the roulette wheel, all right? But we will never know.
I definitely won't be doing that. I'm finally going to get rid of Mrs. Crabley and her damn parakeet. She's my next-door neighbor. I've been wanting to do her in for years. And now I can hire myself a hitman.
Well, we're not going that far, all right? But
I definitely want to get rid of Mrs. Crabley. I mean, that lady is a total bitch. You know, she's got her parakeet that's always making this loud screeching noise and keeping me up late at night, and I just, You know, I want to get her good. I'm thinking we could. I thought about throwing her into the lake, but it's just there's snow on the ground now, and I can't leave the evidence with the tire tracks and footprints. So.
How about this? Okay. How about this? You use the funding to make money for your business and buy yourself a new house. That way you can move away from Mrs. Crabtree. You don't even have to deal with those smelly cats anymore.
It's Crab. Her name is Crabley, and I want to. I really would rather just see her gone. She's just been a nuisance for so long. It's just I want to get her gone, but I want to be able to enjoy my life. So I'm gonna get myself a hitman. Do you think how much money do you think that would take?
I can't even speculate. Okay, I'm from New York. All right, if you don't like anybody here, you do the job yourself.
All right, so you know somebody who has experience then?
Well, I wouldn't say experience, all right, but they're all in the a state-sponsored hotel, pretty much, if you understand, if you can read between the lines. But, you know, I'm in a city where there's 8.5 million people right now, so if you can, it's not as liberal as you think, all right? You can't get your hands on a gun out here, and you can do what you need to do. But I digress, though. I digress. I mean, if you have a loan out there, Alex, and if you can use additional money to have your business grow, we are your guys for that. You know, there really is nobody else that offers better terms as far as or more money. So if you can use the money for your business or, you know, even to take out Miss Crabley, we can provide that for you.
All right. That sounds good. Now, do you have any recommendations of somebody that I could hire for a hitman?
Nope. Nope.
Okay.
You're down in NC. All right. So I can't comment on anybody. You know, you're down in Tar Heel State. I'm in the Empire State. All right. So it is maybe about a 5-6 hour drive. But I don't know anybody that knows the Charlotte area or Greenville or, you know, any of the surrounding areas, wherever you may be, Durham, wherever you may be. Okay. No one I know is familiar with those areas.
If I were to try to get her myself, is there a weapon of choice that you think I should go with? Like, should I get with, like, just a regular hand pistol or hunting rifle? Or should I get more exotic, like maybe an automatic something?
See, now, seriously, you are in NC. I'm in New York City. You can't use a hunting rifle or anything like that. You can't run down a block with one of those things. New York handgun of choice is the 9mm. All right. You may live in a part of the state where you can hunt, though.
It's not legal to take out your neighbor either, but I think we passed that a long time ago at this point.
So. But what I'm saying is, as far as on my end, you're asking me, and I can't tell you what's good. What's good for here, up in the city, may not be good down there, as far as down in the Tar Heel spot. You know, my neighbor literally is about 3 feet away from me in the next apartment over, so I can shoot through my wall and get them if I wanted to. You may not have that luxury. You know, you are out in a more rural area. Your neighbor might be, you know, 300 feet away from you.
Well,
you know, so I can't comment on. You know.
I can hear that damn bird screeching all night long.
Well, maybe you should purchase a cat. Throw the cat in there. That way the cat can handle the bird.
That would be cruel to the cat. I wouldn't.
Oh, no. It'd be delicious to the cat. All right,
the cat would enjoy the bird, but that
yeah,
Mrs. Crabley is just so obnoxious. I just can't, I don't know if I could put the cat through that. That's like murdering a cat. You've never heard Mrs. Crabley. She's awful. Anyway, well, about how much do you? I know you said you don't know the pricing, because I guess the price of a hitman is different from state to state. It sounds like, but. How much funding do you think I would need, and do you think you could hook me up with enough of it? Oh. Damn. Guess I'm not killing Mrs. Crabley today.
Hello?
Hey, Mr. Christopher?
Yeah?
Hey, my name is Mark. I'm calling from Caroline Roofing. How are you today, sir?
All right. How are you?
Pretty good. Thank you for asking. Look, the reason I'm calling you is because tomorrow we're going to be working close to the area and we're offering a free roof inspection.
Okay.
Will you be home for one tomorrow?
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, what did you need
to
do?
You might know how... I'm sorry?
What did you need to do?
It's just a free roof inspection.
Oh.
We're just checking if there's any damage on your roof.
Oh.
No obligation of anything.
Yeah.
All right. Might know how your roof is?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Is there over eight years? 9 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's well over that. It's old.
Okay. Good. Is it what kind of roof is it?
I think it's a stone of some kind.
Is it shingle?
I don't know. It's some kind of stone.
Some kind of stone.
Yeah.
Let's see. Do you know any? What kind is it? The flat tile rubber.
I don't think
shingle?
Rubber was invented yet. It's some kind of stone. I'm not sure. It might be limestone or. I don't really know. It's some kind of a rock.
Some kind of. Just give me a second.
Okay. Hello?
Okay, I'm gonna check some information.
Okay.
Well, I'm gonna ask you some questions, alright? About your roof. You're the homeowner, right?
Yeah.
Good. Alright. So is it a family home, right? A single family home?
Well, I'm the only one living here, yeah.
Okay. Good.
I mean, that,
do you have any?
This home has been in the family for generations.
Okay. Good. Do you have any insurance? For your house?
Yeah, I do.
Do you know the name of it?
Let me think. I think it's King Tut and Associates.
Can you repeat that again, please?
King Tut and Associates. It's a
okay.
Faro company.
Good. All right. So it's you say your roof is over 10 years, right?
Oh, at least it's old. It's been there for a very long time.
Okay.
It's actually
good.
Very good quality. It hasn't leaked in a long time.
Okay. Do you know that it's exact time?
Oh, I'm not sure. The house is this has been in the family for generations, and I'm not sure
okay.
if my great 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 I don't even know how many great grandfather built this place.
Wow. Okay. Oh, it's all then.
Yeah.
Alright. Have you noticed any damage lately, recently?
Well, I mean the house is old. I mean it's a few rocks have crumbled down here and there, but I mean it's held up most of the way. I mean, I don't think they'd call it a ruin yet.
Okay, good. So, how about Monday? Can we do that Monday?
Yeah.
The roof inspection? Yeah?
Yeah, I guess
the
so.
Morning or afternoon?
Oh, afternoon will be fine. Do you know how to
5 o'clock?
Get here? Yeah, that's
I'm
fine.
Sorry?
We're the
5
fifth,
o'clock?
We're the fifth pyramid on the left.
Okay.
Yeah, but next to the giant statue, the giant cat.
Uh-huh. All
yeah.
right.
Now, where
it'll
in
be
Egypt,
5 o'clock.
Where in Egypt are you located?
Like, where what?
Where in Egypt are you located? You don't sound Egyptian.
No, we're calling from the U.S.
Oh, yeah, I live in the Egyptian pyramids over in Egypt. This is King Tut. I'm the mummy. You know, Chris Tut.
So I'm
an Egyptian pharaoh. I was born thousands of years ago.
So you don't live in the U.S.?
Now, remember, when you get here, when you ring the doorbell, make sure you ring the doorbell on the left, because the one on the right is actually a trap. And if you ring the doorbell, you know, the wrong one, a giant log will fall out of the sky and crush you and roll over you. So make sure you ring the right one.
The left one, right?
Yes, yes. Don't ring the wrong bell, because you'll fall into the trap. Also, step on the welcome mat that says welcome with a capital W. If you step on the one that's all lowercase, you'll fall through a trap door.
Okay, good.
Yeah, my ancestors had a lot of valuable possessions here in the tomb, so we had to put in traps for security measures. And they're so old, nobody knows how to disable them. I can't tell you how many door-to-door solicitors we've lost over the years from them ringing the wrong doorbell or going to the wrong welcome mat.
You said to ring on the left door, right?
Yes.
That's the right one.
Remember, we're the pyramid down at the end. You know, don't go to the one down the road. Those people are a little bit snooty, and that place is haunted. Like, not good people. You know.
Okay. Yeah, I understand.
Okay. Now, if you're coming all the way from the United States, what airline will you be taking? One of my cousins haunts one of the airplanes, so I might be able to get you a discounted rate on the plane.
Can you repeat that again?
I said one of my cousins haunts one of the planes. My cousin's a mummy, too, like me. But he's a little bit, you know, he likes to scare people. So he stays on one of the planes for one of the airlines. So I might be able to get you a cheap rate, because he can scare the pilot into giving you a cheap rate.
All right. That sounds scary. So,
I know. It's not as bad as it sounds. So, I mean, we... It's as long as you remember to ring the right doorbell, step on the welcome mat with the capital W, you'll be fine. You won't fall through any trap doors or get crushed by a tree, as long as you follow those instructions carefully.
Okay, just a quick question. Do you live in the U.S. or in Egypt?
Well, I'm in Egypt. I'm in one of the Egyptian pyramids.
Really?
Yes.
Well, okay.
I'm a mummy, but I'm not a scary one. Oh, but that does remind me, on your way over, would you mind going over to the Walmart and picking up some toilet paper? Some of my wrappings are falling off a little bit. They are a few thousand years old, you know. I'm sure you can understand that.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay,
yeah,
now
sure.
Don't get the cheap, you know, the Angel Soft or the Scotch brand. You know, get the Charmin, okay?
Sure.
Okay.
All right. Well,
I'll see
you
here. So I'll see you here. You said 5 o'clock on what day was it?
Monday.
Monday at 5. You'll come here. Okay. And remember, the welcome mat with the capital W, and make sure you ring the right doorbell. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Well, have a great day.
You too. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
And let me know what needs to be done on the roof. We haven't had much problems with it in the last, you know, 1,000 years or so, but we did in the past. So just make sure everything was all set, okay?
Okay.
All right. Don't forget the Charmin, so I can wrap myself up. I am a mummy, you know.
Of course. I'll do that for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Given the overwhelming popularity of our current cruise promotion and the brand new arrival of our beautiful cruise liner, the well-known Grand Celebration cruise ship, our vacation coordinators have been very busy. So we ask for your patience, and your call will be answered in the order it was received. For faster service, please have your confirmation number handy.
Now, here's a tip. Our usual on-hold time is 1 to 2 minutes, with waits during the holiday period taking a little longer. That means you have a few minutes, so we will try to make your wait as informative as possible. Thank you for your patience.
South Florida and the Bahamas typically enjoy tropical weather, so remember to pack light, comfortable clothing. Women should pack casual and relaxed clothing, and for the gentlemen, we suggest resort casual shirt and pants. No jacket or ties are required.
Now remember, the tropical sun can be very intense, so bring sunglasses and sunscreen along with that bathing suit, and most importantly, a camera, because you're going to want to capture every moment of your fun-filled vacation.
Another thing to remember is a comfortable pair of shoes, because there is plenty to see and do on your vacation, like shopping. My favorite sport. In Fort Lauderdale, there is trendy Las Olas Boulevard, Norgrass Mills Outlet Mall, or the popular Swap Shop Flea Market. In Palm Beach, visit the famous 4th Ave. And in Miami, make sure you go over to the Miracle Mile for some great deals.
Hello?
Yes?
Hi, ma'am. My name is Joseph from the Orlando Welcome Center. How are you doing today?
Doing great. How are you?
Me as well. Really good. I appreciate that. I'll be your travel specialist. I can help you claim the 75% discount on your Florida vacation. Apparently,
okay.
You qualify because you stayed at one of our partner properties, either the Marriott, Sheraton, or Hilton.
Yeah.
They're actually giving you a limited promotion they don't provide to the general public. Would this be your first time coming to Florida, or have you been here before?
Actually, it's my first time going to Florida.
Really? Okay, you have to do Disney at least once in your life.
Oh, I'll definitely go Disney.
And, yes, you definitely have to. So if we could provide that to you, that would be great. They're actually providing you a cruise promotion, and I want to make sure they still have available cabins in your state. What state do you reside in?
I live in New Mexico.
New Mexico? How's the weather there?
It's nice. I'm here in Roy,
nice,
New Mexico.
Right? Yeah, I was watching the news. I wasn't sure. Certain states are having a rough time right now.
Yeah. Nope, the weather's
nice. Yeah, it was
nice
a rough winter for
Roy,
a lot of
New
people.
Mexico. There's a bunch of cactuses growing outside. It's really cool.
Okay. Now, I'm not familiar, but I'll just take your word for it. They actually have 75 cabins available for your state because the bookings are low, so they're really promoting the cruise.
Wow.
So they do have cabins available. If you have a pen and a piece of paper, what I'll do is I'll go over the details of the promotion you're being provided.
Okay.
And naturally, at the end, they just ask you to accept or decline, but it's a really good promotion. And I'm so sorry. I was asking you about your vacation to Florida. I didn't ask what your first and last name was. Please forgive me.
Oh, my name is Alexander Bell.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Bell. I'm sorry. My name is Joseph again. I apologize about that.
Hi, Joseph.
My pleasure. Yeah, let me know when you're ready, and I'll go over everything for you.
Yeah, I'm ready. What's going on?
Okay, so first and foremost, they're providing you transportation for the whole vacation. And that's going to be a car rental with unlimited mileage. Naturally, you'll be waiting at the airport when you fly in. So when you fly in, you're actually going to fly, and your vacation will begin in Fort Lauderdale. So you have 3 days and 2 nights, gorgeous triple diamond resort accommodations. And you haven't been here before, so there's a lot to do, shopping, dining, nightlife. There's about 23 miles of white sandy beaches. The benefit to that is they're actually giving you a little bit of time before you take the cruise for your family, your friends, whoever you bring with you. And naturally, that's nice. So after you stay in Fort Lauderdale 3 days and 2 nights, you'll take the car rental, you'll drive over to the Port of Palm Beach, and that's where you'll pick up the cruise, which is the Grand Celebration.
Okay.
The Grand Celebration is the cruise you'll be on.
Yeah.
And it's one of the largest ships to leave out of the Port of Palm Beach. Would this be your first cruise, or have you cruised before?
No, this will be my first cruise. It's so exciting.
And that's really what they want to hear, because if it's your first cruise, the benefit to you is, I'm sure you've talked about it or have friends and family that have cruised before, but when it's definitely they'll do anything to have you come based on that, because naturally the marketing when you get back home will be a benefit to us, and that's really what they're looking for. So if it's your first cruise experience, but I'm sure you've talked about it before.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody does. So once you take one cruise, you'll take others.
There's something I've always wondered about cruise ships. I know cell phone service is expensive on those things. Do the cruise ships have payphones on them, so you don't have to use?
I don't think they do. They do not. But I'm not really certain about the whole aspect on the cell phone service.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah,
I know that
I
when
like
I take
to be
cruises,
connected with Is there a way you can find out if they include any sort of pay phone?
I'll find out. At the end, I'll go over everything and I'll find out for you whatever questions you have, because they naturally want you happy if you accepted the promotion. But based on my past experiences, that, you know, they just shut the phone shut down and you're done. You know, just kind of relaxing, because I take quite a few cruises with my daughter over the years. But then,
okay,
you know, we had no service. But I'm not really sure if that's a possibility, so I'll find out for you. Not many people ask that, but sometimes you just want to get away. So I actually am happy when, you know, I take my daughter on a consistent basis on cruises. It's either jump ship or spend time with dad, but I don't want to talk to anybody. I just want to spend time with her. But no matter what cruise line you go on, the food is always phenomenal. All your meals, entertainment, everything's all inclusive. You have a 24-hour room service. Some of the benefits you'll have on the Grand Celebration, the ship you'll be on, they have a
Las
Vegas stop.
Did you just say 24-hour room service?
Yeah, 24-hour room
awesome.
Service.
That's awesome. It is like, mm-hmm. Can I order like as much as I want during that time? Is it included?
You can, honestly, my daughter and I go, we just order room service all the time, because they, you know, you have your certain times when they have the restaurants are open. Some of the restaurants and buffets are open all day. But then when you go over to the dining, some of them are at specific times, but you can order room service all day. You can order, you can just nonstop order all day. So we
nice.
Got steak sandwiches the entire time we're there. But they have Las Vegas-style shows, live comedy acts, huge two-level concert theater, state-of-the-art Las Vegas casino, two nightclubs, eight bars, lounges, 750 cabins with flat-screen televisions. They have four five-star dining on there. It's the Ocean View Buffet, Stellar Prime, the Plum Grill, Admiralty Club. Who do you normally vacation, or would you bring on this vacation with you?
Oh, I don't know. I know lots of people. I'd probably just have to, you know, see who wants to go.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would really deny you if you offered them the opportunity. But yeah, and I only ask because depending on if you bring kids or adults, there's always things to do. You have a swimming pool, jacuzzis. They're designed for the whole family, naturally.
Okay.
But would this be your first time coming to the Bahamas? Have you been here before?
Yeah, it'd be my first time. Other question about the cruise ship.
Go ahead.
What are the cruise ship's policies about fishing on the boat? Like,
cannot do so, I'm sure. I'm going to be 100%
positive.
Can you
check on that? Because I've always wanted to go deep sea fishing.
I'll check on that as well.
Okay.
But I think maybe when you go to the Bahamas, you might want to enjoy the fishing.
Yeah.
But that was you're a funny guy. But the reason we ask if you've been to the Bahamas, because a lot of clients that we provide promotions to or send to that cruise with us always ask for more time on the islands. But the benefit to the promotion you're receiving, if you accept it, is they're actually giving you that. So they're actually splitting the cruise. So you have the cruise up to the Grand Bahama Island, and rather than staying there for a day, they're actually going to give you 3 days and two nights at the Grand of Cayman. And that's really a beautiful resort. So it's a gorgeous beach and golf and resort and spa. It's AAA rated four diamond resort. It's one of the best destinations in the Caribbean, and that's really a spectacular part, the best part of this promotion. So you have a lot of things to do at the resort, snorkeling, diving, fishing. I always recommend the swimming with the dolphins because I've done it with my daughter. Really cost efficient, just a great experience.
Wait, did you say
boat
dolphins?
Ride. Swimming with the dolphins, yeah.
I
no
love
fishing
dolphins.
For the dolphins, just
Here,
swimming
I,
with. Okay.
You got to hear this. I actually do a really good dolphin impression. It's good. Here. Doesn't that sound just like a dolphin?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm not really a dolphin connoisseur, so I don't know.
That's definitely
that was
a dolphin
fantastic.
Noise. I know. I've been practicing on that ever, you know, for a while. I saw it on the YouTube.
You can, if you want to test it when you go to the dolphin experience. But
I
do,
I will.
Honestly.
I'll be on the boat all night long making that noise calling dolphins and see if they come to me.
If they come to you, they come to you. Yeah.
I know.
But listen, that really, no matter who you bring with you, I don't care what age, it's one of those things you really have to do when you're there because it's really cost efficient. It's really great memory, no matter who you bring. But then after you stay at the Grand Lucayne for 3 days and two nights, you'll actually get back onto the ship, and you'll take the ship back to South Florida. And when you get back, you'll disembark, and naturally the car rental will still be waiting for you there. They're actually going to give you another 3 days and two nights in Orlando, Florida. The Universal Studios approved property. So you'll be surrounded by Disney, Universal Studios, Islands Adventure, City Walk, depending on if you bring adults or kids. City Walk is nice. There's all kinds of things to do. But would you actually, from New Mexico, fly in and have the car rental waiting for you, or would you drive here?
I'd probably fly.
Okay, yeah, then you'll have the car rental waiting. Just so you know, you do have that option. So if you want to substitute the car rental for $100 gas reimbursement or even $100 for entertainment dollars, you can actually redeem the entertainment dollars at the Welcome Center for tickets like to Universal Studios or Disney. And that naturally, they're really promoting the cruise in New Mexico right now because bookings are fairly low. So they're giving you a lot of benefits around the cruise because they want you to have a great time. And naturally, when you go back to New Mexico, they're just looking for the word of mouth marketing. And in today's marketplace with social media, a couple of pictures on Facebook and everybody's asking where you were. So it's not as difficult as it was, I would say, 15 years ago. So just as long as you can do that for us, that's what they're really looking for. But if you can write down these dates from December 24th to January 4th, the ship will actually be docked for yearly maintenance. And no specific dates won't be available next year. But you'll still be a VIP with the grand celebration, so you can have any other dates that you want.
Okay.
Just as long as you're at, it's December 24th through January 4th.
Wow.
Okay. And naturally, the whole vacation that you're receiving with the island stay, the Orlando portion, the car rental, would be well over $3,950. But then because you naturally stayed at one of the partner properties and they do want the marketing because bookings are low for the cruise in New Mexico, they're actually reducing that to $835 per person based on the double occupancy. And that actually even includes the tax and the port charges, which is great. So it's only $1,670 for the whole package. So it would be 3 days, 2 nights in Fort Lauderdale. And then you have the car rental. You drive right over to the port of Palm Beach. You'll take the Grand Celebration. It's a day and a half to get up to the Grand Bahama Island. But then when you get there, you're actually staying at the Grand Lucayan for 3 days and 2 nights, which is really exceptional. But then you'll get back onto the cruise, another day and a half back to South Florida. And then the car rental, once again, be waiting at the port. And then another 3 days and 2 nights at the Universal property, which is really great. And the reason you're receiving a great deal is naturally you're receiving it from directly from the owner of the cruise line because they want you to have a great time on the cruise. But they do give you a year and a half to use it. Is that enough time?
Yeah, that's plenty of time.
Yeah, so if you wanted to register, you can use a Visa, MasterCard, or Discover. They'd be able to send all the documentation out to you, and naturally while you're on the phone with them. And then once again, you don't have to choose any dates now. You can choose whatever dates you'd like other than the specific blackout dates.
Okay. All right, so this sounds fascinating. So you're saying that I can get a cruise, I can go to Florida. It includes all the food. I can order as much room service as I want. And it includes the rental car, like unlimited mileage, so I can, like, drive all over the place.
Pretty much,
everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, of course you can.
Okay. Now, did you find out if they had pay phones on the ship?
Yeah, you know what? I'm not too far. I'm a little new in this department, so I don't want to give you any incorrect information. So specifically, you want to know if there's a possibility of using the phone on the ship. Is that right?
Yes. Like, is there a pay phone or, like, a courtesy phone? I mean, I'll bring lots of quarters if there's a pay phone.
Okay, let me find out. Could you give me one moment?
Okay.
Okay.
But don't forget about the questionable sport of shopping. South Florida offers hundreds of world-class golf courses, over 1,000 tennis courts, and as the boating capital of the world, every kind of water sport imaginable, like jet skiing, snorkeling, scuba diving, and incredible deep-sea fishing. Speaking of water sports, moms will be happy to know Fort Lauderdale was awarded Florida's first Blue Wave Beach destination. This is the first national environmental beach certification program in America, and it places the beaches of Fort Lauderdale among the cleanest, safest, and most user-friendly beaches in the country.
Even though South Florida is the Venice of America, it is also the cultural capital of the state, so make sure you make time to explore one of the many art galleries and museums, or head over to Miami Beach and experience the trendy Deco South Beach area.
Keep in mind, all of the exciting things we will be talking about are just minutes away from your centrally located...
Hello, Mr. Bell?
Yes?
Hi there. My name is Justin Neal. I'm one of the promotional directors here. How are you today?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for asking. I understand that you had some questions about some of the features of the cruise or the vacation, and I just wanted to hop on the line to make sure you had some accurate information.
Okay.
What kind of questions did you have?
Well, I know there's no cell phone service on the ship, so I wanted to know, do they have like a pay phone or like some kind of a phone people can use?
I got you. Are you a businessman?
No, I just like using the phone.
Hey, fair enough. I got you. There are, let me just ask you, have you ever been on a cruise before then?
No, I haven't. I just hear there's no cell phones on those things.
After a certain point, once you get maybe a mile and a half, 2 miles off the coast out of the dock, then you're going to start losing your cell phone service. The closer you get to the Bahamas, the better service you start getting. In the meantime, while you're on the ship, if you absolutely have to make a phone call, there's a business center on the ship. And you would be using like a regular phone, almost if it was like a landline. but it's all actually connected through satellite service. Mm-hmm. Well, it's connected, it ends up being connected through satellite service, so you do have to pay to use the phone, like a per minute charge, but you do have access to communications, worldwide communications, in fact. So, yeah, you can. We're not going to just put you out in the middle of the ocean and cut you off from the world.
Okay. So, I know this may sound weird, but I'm really excited. I hear there's dolphins there, and I love dolphins. And I'm wondering, I actually do a really good dolphin impression. I want to know, do you think if I did my dolphin impression, would I be able to call the dolphins up to the ship so I can see them?
If you did your dolphin impression, I'm sure that you'd be able to call the dolphins up to the ship. That sounds good. Yeah. Do you have special fish talking powers?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still practicing, gotcha. But this is my dolphin noisy.
Mr. Bell, I'll tell you what. You wasted our representative's time a lot here today. You got nothing better to do, huh?
No, I really don't have anything better to do.
So why don't you take a vacation down to Florida? What, are you just skeptical of the offer? You just like messing with telemarketers or something?
Yeah, I love messing with telemarketers. It's my job.
Okay. So what is it? Are you just skeptical about the way things work out when somebody calls you up?
No, I just like messing with telemarketers.
Why?
Because it's fun.
Well, what if I came over to your job at McDonald's and started throwing trash and stuff onto the French fries that you're shaking there in the baskets?
Actually,
I mean, would you like it if somebody was messing with you at work?
I actually don't work at McDonald's, but that'd be pretty funny.
You probably don't have a job at all, because honestly, if you're Wednesday at 11 in the morning, you have nothing better to do but mess around.
Actually, I have two jobs, believe it or not. They're both part-time, and I'm off in the mornings right now. And so when people call my fax line to telemarket me, it means fun. All right. Have a good day.
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, which medications you need?
Which ones you got?
We have Viagra, Cialis, painkiller, antibiotic, muscle relaxer. We have all types of medications.
Yeah, can I get an order of all of them?
All of them?
Yes.
You are kidding with me, right? Okay, so may I know how can you going to pay this through a card? Which card are you going to use this?
I'll put it on my Advantage card.
Okay, just online. Okay, can you tell me what's the 16-digit card number for MX starting with 3?
420-6969.
Yeah, I got it. And just tell line, okay?
Okay.
And yeah, just tell line. And may I know what's your expiration date?
It's 4206969. Mm-hmm.
I want your expiration date. Of your card.
Oh yeah, it's 420-6969. So do you know
mm-hmm.
what the street values of these are? Because I've got this really good
mm-hmm.
business going downtown, you know, by the traffic light.
Mhm. Yeah, I will make like $300. I will make a 370 bills.
Okay. Why don't we bump up the order a little bit higher then? To just whatever the maximum
mm-hmm.
amount is.
It's a 400, a 500, a 600, a 700, 800, 900. How much you want to spend?
Let's go with the 900. We'll keep it under 1,000.
900, 1,000. If you spend like $1,000, I will make a 1,200 bills.
Yeah, we'll keep it at 900.
900, I will make like a
1,000
bills.
Yeah, I think 900 will be good, because I should be able to at least triple my profits
mm-hmm.
on that one once I sell it on the street.
Okay. May I know what's the shipping?
Are these the blue ones or the pink ones?
It's a black one.
The black ones? Okay. Do you have any of the blue ones?
Yes, we have.
Okay. Can I get another $800 of the blue ones?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So may I know what's the expiration date number of your card?
It's 6969. And the three-digit security code is 420.
420?
Yes.
And 6969.
Yes. Do you offer overnight shipping?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have to ship to a physical address, or can you ship to a landmark? You see, my office, I'll be at the payphone downtown, usually for about an hour every day between 12 noon and 1 o'clock. So if you could send it to the payphone on Margaret Street.
Yeah, I will do that. What expiry date number of your card?
Oh, it's 6969.
No, I want your expiration date number. Expiration date number, month and years.
Oh, yeah, do you have any pink pills? I've gotten some requests for the pink pills.
Hey, listen, are you kidding with me? You are stupid. I'm asking you, what's your expiry date number? Explain when your card will be expired.
I told you, the expiration date is 6969.
What's the 6969? It's a month and year, not a 6969.
Yeah, it's 6969.
Okay, can you tell me what's the name?
The name is Roy Cactus. Yeah, so can you ship those pills? Can you overnight them to the payphone? I'm expecting a huge crowd tomorrow, and I need to make sure that
Man, what's your shipping address? Where do you want your package?
It's the payphone on Margaret Street.
Can you spell out Margaret?
It's Margaret. M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T. Mm-hmm. Margaret.
Man, what's your expiration date number of your card?
It's 6969.
2069. Your card will really expire on 2069.
Yes.
Okay, just chill on, okay? I will transfer my call to my senior supervisor, okay?
Okay.
Hi, my name is Sarah. I'm the floor supervisor. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm just trying to place an order for some pills for my undercover street pharmacy. And I guess a problem with the order, so they needed your help putting it through.
Okay, and which medication you need, sir? Is it a Viagra or a Cialis?
I think they're ordering some of the blue ones, the black ones, and then some of the pink ones.
Yes, Viagra 100 milligram, Viagra 200 milligram, and the female Viagra, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and how much pills you need, sir? Can you just confirm me that?
Just over about $900 worth of each pill.
Okay, and can you just confirm me that which card would you like to use to make the payment of $900? Is it a Visa or a Master?
It's the one in the 6969.
Okay, and can you just help me out the expiration date of your card?
It's 969.
So, the expiration date that you provide me, it's wrong. It's not a 69, maybe it's a 19.
Yeah, you can try that. It looks like a 69 to me, but I could be wrong. I just sold my reading glasses on eBay, so I don't have them anymore.
So it's not a 69, right? So which year it is?
It looks like a 69 to me. I mean, you can try like a 19, but I'm pretty sure it's a 69.
Okay, and the three numbers back of your card?
420.
And how does your name printed on your card, sir?
It's Roy Cactus.
R-A-Y and the last name?
No, it's Roy, R-O-Y. And then it's Cactus.
Okay, and the last...
C-A-C-T-U-S, Cactus.
C-H-A-T-U-S?
Yes.
Okay. And how does your shipping address... your shipping address and the billing address are same, right?
Yeah, it's the
paper. Okay. And you need Viagra 100 milligram, Viagra 150 milligram... Viagra 200 milligram and the female Viagra, right?
Yes. Can you get it to me with overnight shipping? Help to stroke by. They're always harassing me about my undercover secret pharmacy on the street. Just trying to make a living. You know, someone needs pills on the street corner by the payphone. And, you know, those cops are always driving by and hassling me.
All right, and that's our show. Thanks so much for listening today. I hope you've enjoyed it. Remember to send me those directories and lists of numbers to call. Go to prankoperator.com, click on the contact button, and send them to me as an email. Also, don't forget to leave your comments and suggestions and support the show over at patreon.com/prankoperator. So, hope you enjoyed the show, and tune in next time I make a show. Oh, another benefit of supporting on Patreon is whenever I release a new show, you'll get a notification on your email, so you don't have to go check the website yourself and wonder, when did I post a show? Because you'll know, because it'll be right there in your inbox. You know, the AOL person will be like, you've got mail, and then you'll know that I've done a show. So, anyway, thanks so much for listening. Have an awesome day.
Hey, that's a telephone booth. I know, because that word up there is telephone.
Number, please.
I said, hey, operator, please give us a hand. You gotta help us out, because we're the telephone band. We're calling all people that are sitting at home. Put some rocking and rolling on the telephone. Yeah, yeah.
A chance. The people are waiting, so please dial us this dance. They want to hear our music, yeah, they want us to sing. So operator, please make their telephone ring. Yeah, yeah.
Last incoming call to your telephone has been traced. For further information on how to proceed with this matter, call Verizon.